Hiya, just ringing to let you know I'm out getting some new season wear. Oh, like this cream roll neck jumper. Very snuggly. Or this stunning oversized coat. And all with up to 60% off. What? But it's still mild outside. Well, yeah. I mean, it is right now, James. But you've got to be prepared and all that, you know. Oh, hold on. Oh, look at this scarf. Stroll on down and wrap up in this season's hottest brands at Ashford Design Outlet. Discount on RRP.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor and our Ascend series with Nate Selesniuk. So over the last five episodes, we've unpacked the first five letters of Ascend: awareness, self-mastery, conscious healing, eat to thrive, and navigate energy. If you have not tuned in yet, I really encourage you to go back and listen, because each one of those is a powerful step towards unlocking your potential. Today, we move into D, which is decode your body through biohacking. So this is a little bit of Nate's story. So from a bullied small town kid on the edge of suicide to becoming the first Westerner entrusted with Royal Indonesian Energy Arts, and now, after a brain tumor diagnosis of March of this year, he is proving his life's work in real time using supplementation, nutrition, frequency medicine, and advanced energy practices to actively reverse it. And this is just in. I just got news that Nate's going to be going even deeper into these Ascend topics over the coming weeks with us. So stay tuned. This is only the beginning. But before we dive in, a heartfelt thank you to Dr. Bradley Nelson of Discover Healing, creator of the Emotion Code, Body Code, Belief Code. He's just so amazing and such a beautiful sponsor for this show, and to iHeartRadio for also sponsoring this series. And most of all, a big thank you to our audience, our fans, our listeners, everybody out there. We love you so much. And stay tuned till the end, because this is going to be an episode you'll never forget. So good to see you again, Nate. It's so good to see you. How are you doing?
Lisa, if I were any better, it might be illegal. So I'm doing well, and I'm really happy to be here.
So happy to see you. You always bring so much joy and so much light to the show, and it feels good to be sitting here across from you.
Beautiful. I'm really happy to be sitting here across from you too. And considering at the start of this year, it was kind of, well, questionable whether I'd be able to be doing that. The fact that I am here, and the fact that my tumor is half the size as it was even a month and a half ago, through these things that we're going to be talking about today and what we talked about in the last episode. Wow. Blessed, honored, happy, in reverence for this amazing life that we get to share together on the planet right now. So thanks for having me.
I would love to start with your roots, Nate. So what was life like growing up in that small Utah town, and how did those early struggles kind of shape who you are today?
Well, when I was born, as I was growing up, I was a very sensitive kid. And I think that a lot of people can relate to that. You start to feel the energies of people around you, maybe even see their aura. I used to be able, when I was younger, I remember being able to walk through my whole house and see where everything was in the middle of the night, dark, or with my eyes closed. And I had these different, I guess you'd say, abilities. And when I went to school for the first time when I was five, I noticed I wasn't like the other kids. I didn't know what was going on, but for people who are very familiar with Utah, you understand it is run by a religion, and it's a beautiful religion. However, kids being kids and humans being so taught that we are different than other humans based upon our skin or our religion or gender, whatever, the kids let me know really quickly that I wasn't like them. I didn't go to their church. And so the bullying started almost immediately, and it was very relentless. Even kids older than me, it was a shared, everywhere from kindergarten all the way through ninth grade, we all went to the exact same school. So sometimes it was kids much older than me that their younger brother or sister was in my grade, and they would make fun of me. And then the older brother and sister would, and it became It seemed like a daily thing, Lisa. So to the point where this is the 1970s and 80s, where there were no safe spaces, there were no counselors. There was boys will be boys, let them figure it out. And so I was beat up. I had my books torn. I was spit on. I was urinated on. I was, push a penny across the bathroom floor with your nose swirlies, all the things that are very degrading. And so it really damaged my sense of who I am and my uniqueness and specialness to the point where I just didn't want to be here anymore. And so when I was 12, I f was sitting on my father's office floor with his loaded rifle pointed at my head. Now it's Utah. This is cowboy country. My father was a hunter. He would bring home fresh meat. He'd shoot deer and elk, and we ate natural game. Well, as I looked down the barrel of this gun, crying, just going, this is never going to stop. I suck. Like I took that self-talk, but it was from other people, their talk saying, Nathan sucks. And Nathan became a name that I didn't want to be associated with because Nathan meant pain. But that's a totally different story we'll do in another episode. But when I looked down the barrel of this gun and it was loaded, it was cocked, I was 1 millimeter of a trigger pull away from not being here. And I just felt this overwhelming wave of guilt come over me that I couldn't do that to my mom and dad. And so, as you can see, I didn't go through with that. And I'm so glad that I didn't. I put the gun away. And that very night is when I had my very first out-of-body experience. And that's where my spiritual journey really started. I floated out of my body. I could see myself laying there. Honestly, I was hoping that I was dead. If you could just imagine, you go from this suicidal ideology to holy cow, now I'm free and I don't have this sticky body. I don't have this pain anymore. And I feel like I'm actually free. Well, I snapped back into my body and I was like, what the hell was that? I want to do that again. And so I sat there. Of course, I tried it. I'm like, I got to do that again. And the more you try, the farther it goes away from you. But it started happening more and more spontaneously after that. Sometimes a day later, sometimes a week later, sometimes a couple weeks later. But I started being able to play. I started being able to explore, go out through the house, see, go to the, if I wanted to go to the center of the sun, I could. And so I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that this was just as real as what we're experiencing right now, if not more real. And later on in my life, when I became 16 and I could drive, I got my first job. When other boys were out trying to get a car and impress the girls or whatever they were doing, my very first purchase was a book called Journeys Out of the Body by Robert Monroe, the founder of the Monroe Institute, very famous, kind of the quintessential work on out-of-body experiences. And I really dove deep as I could, into a very important question. What is real? What's real? Why am I here? How did I get here? Where did I come from? What am I supposed to be doing while I'm here? And since I didn't go through with the pull of a trigger, what happens after this? And that has been fascinating for me. And it's been something that has been a real mission in my life to answer these questions or have these questions answered and sit with myself, my higher self, in order to have the answers come to me. And so when I was 15 years old in high school, I changed my what people knew me by from Nathan to Nate. And I wanted to reinvent myself. And even though I was still around the people that bullied me, things did shift. And now, after a deep shamanic ceremony in Costa Rica 3.5 years ago, I've been sitting on this for quite some time. And I am ready to step into this new, I would say, version. This is me version 7.0, because I've gone through a lot of deaths and births to be known now as Aeneas. So that is something that came to me during this shamanic initiation in Costa Rica by an African shaman under the guidance of the plant Iboga. And people who have done that, if you know what this means, you know it's no joke. And it's as real as us sitting here talking right now. And rings of truth on a level that is just indescribable for people that have not taken that journey. And I've really been waiting for 3.5 years to even announce it. So this is the first public platform that I'm doing so. So Anaez, A-N-A-E-Z. And so it'll be Nate Anaez Zalesnik.
Well, I'm honored to meet you, Anais. What a beautiful name. And you know, it's so interesting because you're sharing your story, and all I'm seeing is like transformation. You know, it's like we so often we hold on to these identities, and nothing belongs to us. Nothing belongs to us. We didn't create our body, we didn't create our mind, we didn't create our brain. So I'm just seeing you transform and move through these dimensions, and now in this seventh identity that you're shifting into, it's just it feels so powerful, and that is so exciting. I have a question for you though. So how did you become the first Westerner granted permission to train in the Royal Indonesian Energy Arts, and what did that teach you? I mean, it must have taught you a tremendous amount of information. Tell us. I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. So to that is a huge understatement as far as teaching me information.
That's why I was giggling. I'm like, how do I ask him? What did it teach him? Because he probably do 20 episodes on it, right?
Yeah, for sure. And maybe we can. So I've always been this person that wants to help other people. When I would see the kid that was blind or the kid that couldn't walk or a cat that was injured, a crow that was hurt, I would be the person that tried to nurse it back to life, that would try to be that person's friend, that would try, do my very best to be of service. So when I was 23, after years of martial arts training in different styles and wanting to be a ninja and a Jedi, I wanted to be both. If anybody out there can relate to what you'd like to be, one or both. Well, growing up in a small town in Utah, there's no way to learn how to become a ninja or a Jedi, even though I was having these Jedi type experiences, I guess you'd say. I would take it out on my younger brothers, and I would practice martial arts on them, and we would fight a lot, right? And when I was 23, I ordered a course out of Black Belt magazine that guaranteed me inner power in 2 weeks, or I got my money back. And I was like, well, I've trained in martial arts, but it's been strip mall martial arts, not actual the kind that I wanted. I wanted the Shaolin monk, mind over matter, enlightenment training. So here's this little manual that I could buy. I got it. It came. It was totally useless, but it came with a VHS. And this VHS cassette had a documentary from Indonesia on there. And it was all in Indonesian. And it showed martial artists doing the most beautiful, powerful martial arts I'd ever seen. And they were doing some things that were superhuman, things like breaking not boards or bricks, but stacks of steel. Stacks of
Wow.
bricks that are 30 feet tall off scaffolding. And I'm like, this is special forces members doing this stuff. And I'm like, holy crap, that's incredible. But then it showed people who could see without their eyes.
Okay.
People, military members who could shoot targets, drive jeeps through traffic in Jakarta. And it showed blind people who could read. And I was going, Jedis. Holy crap, real Jedis. Maybe they actually exist. That's amazing. And the next day, I watched a blind woman almost get killed trying to cross the street in front of me with her dog. And it hit me, Lisa, like an epiphany. Like anybody out there, you've ever had a synchro destiny that you're like, I will never be the same after this experience. Most people do, but then they don't follow it. Me, honestly, I had no choice. It was a spiritual command from my soul, from God, whatever you want to call it. You have to find those Indonesian people and help that lady. Now, I had never met a blind person. There's no blindness in my family, but I
Right.
just knew I had to. And so I did. I went on the on the internet, and this is the internet in the earliest days. It was only dial-up. I mean, we only had 14-4 modems.
And I want to confirm something. Was that the VHS tape? It wasn't English. It was Indonesian.
Yes.
Wow.
So I
Okay.
only understood. I didn't even understand. I could only make out two words, Merpati Putih. Now, Merpati Putih means white dove in the Indonesian language, I found out later. And it's interesting, I find, because the universe always provides. So I go online, I try to find those people who are wearing these white tunics with these black pants and everybody wearing a red belt who were doing these superhuman things. And I couldn't find them. And I kept searching and kept searching. And finally, I found a website that they had just barely launched. So right when I saw this and I was called to do this is right about when they launched this program, and I put two and two together, and it took me a while to find somebody who could speak English there, but I found the Merpati Putih system, and I found out a couple of important things. Number one, it was at the time the third largest single martial art in the world that no one had ever heard of. It was kept
Crazy.
specifically for Indonesians. No one not ethnically Indonesian was allowed to see it or learn it. But they had, at
Wow.
that time, they said that they had trained about a million people. So it was massive, and it was the best kept secret in the martial arts world for the most part at the time. And so I also learned that it was a royal inheritance from a royal family in Central Java. The king of Java 500 years ago passed it to his son, to his son, to his daughter, and down through the lineage for 11 generations until present day. And it was released to Indonesian people in 1963 during a time that we can't even imagine. It's called the Indonesian Genocide, where the Indonesian government slaughtered over a half a million people in 6 months. And the 10th generation royal heir of Merpati Putih and two of his sons, they released the knowledge to Indonesian people to help them, first of all, defend themselves if they could. Second of all, to help them gain this energetic and spiritual knowledge that we're all one. We're all the same being having different experiences through lens of consciousness. And if I hurt you or I hurt my neighbor, I'm actually hurting myself. And so it was released to help unify the country. Now, that's not the thing that stopped the war, but it did start a cascade of people wanting to dive deeper and deeper out of what is typical in Indonesia, which is demonology, sorcery, black magic, witchcraft, mixed with their martial arts, making deals with the devil, so to speak. Merpati Putih does none of that. It's actually based upon the Christian principles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, because the 10th generation heir and his wife, they were Methodist in the largest Muslim nation in the world. And what's so, I think, pretty cool is that in 1999, I brought the very first Indonesian team of Merpati Putih over to the United States to demonstrate this ability to see without eyes and to show the martial arts. But I didn't think I was going to be able to learn it. They'd never allowed a Westerner or
Yeah.
non-Indonesian person to see this. So,
How'd you pull that off?
well, I would like to say that my higher self pulled that off in communication with them, because when I brought them over here, and I actually got to see blind people, eyes white as a sheet, drove my car around the neighborhood, cooked for us, knew where everything was, and they did everything like we do, with our eyes fully open and more, because I could actually see behind them. It was nuts. And I was just very like, oh my God, really? This is, because I was really skeptical, honestly. I was like, okay, I know this is real in my heart, but I really want to see it. So I brought them over here. I'm 23 years old, just absolutely pie in the sky dreams of I'm gonna help all the blind people in the world see. So I brought them over. And when they saw what I was willing to do to help them further their humanitarian mission, the 11th generation heirs and the chairman of the organization who was in my house, they had a conversation and they said, "We want to allow Nate to be the very first non-Indonesian to learn this. We see his heart. We know that he's the person to carry this on." And there just so happened, so cool, that how am I going to learn this without going to Indonesia and giving up my life here in Utah? How am I going to do this? Well, there just so happened, quotes, happened to be a certified instructor, formerly someone who trained the special forces in the Indonesian army in Merpati Budi, because it is standard training for every branch of the Indonesian military. The breath work and the meditation, everybody in the Indonesian military learns this. So he used to train them, and he happened to live an hour away from me.
Crazy.
So, I mean, he's right there. There
You're
were only the time.
like, I can literally get in my car and go drive see him right now. That must have been mind-blowing.
And I knew that I was on a path that was much larger than myself from the very
Yeah,
beginning, at least.
for
I knew
sure.
this wasn't about me. It was about, I never even thought I'd be able to train. That's one, not why I did this. I did this to help people with a disability because that's where my heart is. It's where it always has been. And so now here I am, and I start training with this man, and it's brutal. I mean, this is not what you think of as it's like you would see in a movie, as far as hold your breath until you pass out numerous times over and over, build your inner power. From a person that did not want me to learn this, the 11th generation heirs asked him to, and he said, no, I don't want people. He's not Indonesian. He can't learn this. And they said, please, he's the one that we want. And he said, fine, but if he quits, it's not my fault. And so he was
Wow.
on a mission to have me quit from the very beginning. And a few weeks later, one of my younger brothers joined me, and together, like even Jesus said, I send you out two by two, because he knew that with his apostles, that if they went out as one, they would become discouraged. They wouldn't have the motivation. They wouldn't have somebody else to help keep them on that track. And so it was interesting that you have these Methodists that have this super powerful art in the largest Muslim nation in the world and passed it to Ashkenazi Jews. Now, you want to talk about uniting people, go ahead and get that trinity together. And so, with that said, that's how that really started, is to be able to find them, to bring them, to show my conviction, to be able to be allowed to train, then to go through the training and be put through this very powerful, hard training that the special forces in Indonesia do, as well as also senior citizens and, people 15 and up. I mean, everybody who does Merpati Budi does this training, but we had to do it in half the time. Lisa, they put us on the most accelerated testing regimen they've ever allowed anybody to do because they wanted to get us up to speed as fast as possible. So we had to learn, instead of 6 months' time, we had to do it in 3 months' time. We had to pass with flying colors or else we were done. And it was like your training stops. So a year later, we actually brought the 11th generation royal heirs to Utah, and they personally tested us. They initiated us, and they inaugurated our school as the first outside branch of Merpati Putih in a beautiful ceremony. So that's how this all began. And then after that, in the beginning of 2001, my brother and I rented out a small space in a dilapidated mall that was scheduled for demolition, but it's all we could afford. And we started to bring people in, starting with our closest friends and family members, to start this training for them. And over the next 20 years, we built one of the largest martial arts and meditation academies in the world. We trained numerous people, not just in the martial arts, but in health and fitness, in the breath work, in the meditation, these methods that are a unicorn in the world of personal performance and peak fitness. There's nothing like them. It's not like Wim Hof, it's not like holotropic, it's not like 9D. This is like a spaceship when everything else is like normal vehicles. It's its own thing. It really is cool. And that brings me to, closer to the present day. And COVID just came and just smashed the whole martial arts industry, and we were part of that smash, because nobody wants to spar without a with a mask on, and nobody wants to try to do a staff form in their house over Zoom while they hit their little brother and sister on accident. It became a very problematic for the martial arts industry. And so we switched to then, I guess you'd call them seminar formats. People could come in for 5 days. But what we found was that when we switched over from teaching the martial arts to teaching the blindfolded skill, that is something that, like bodybuilding, if you walk into a gym and just go, the biggest bodybuilder there, ripped, muscular, and say, I want to look like that in 5 days or less, that's not going to happen. That's not realistic. It takes time. It takes proper training. It takes supervision. It takes training partners. It takes proper nutrition. There's all these different things that have to go into that. And how many people go to the gym and they work out for years and they never look like that? Most people will.
Most people.
And so genetically, you're predisposed to it, or you're not. And then you have to put in the work and you have to do it properly. And you have to take the time and have the mental toughness to do these things. Well, that scale is definitely that way too. And some people, very few people, are able to do it because that's actually their natural superhuman power. But we all have a superpower. And so, what I like to do now is I help a lot of people, in addition to my main big passion right now, which we'll get to in a minute. But I love to help people unlock what it is they're actually here to experience without judgment. Because some people might be able to move things without touching them. Many of my students can. Some people can perceive without their eyes. Some people can hear from 1,000 miles away. Other people are remote viewers or they're out-of-body experience experts. Other people, and most people actually, are able to affect the energy field of people with their own energy and help that person into a healed state. That's something that I really attract a lot of more people that are interested in healing themselves and other people than anything else, because I think a lot of people out there, Lisa, they also have this heart that they realize they're not just here for themselves, and that when they serve other people, that really is the highest calling.
My God, that is, my mind is still trying to wrap around that story. What an amazing experience on so many levels. And that brings me to the next question, which is, what we're here today to talk about. And so all of these ancient practices that you've woven into your life, so how did your life's work bridge these ancient practices with modern biohacking? And how do you explain decoding the body, which is D in the Ascend method?
So there's a bit to unpack in that. So to be brief about it, so my brother and I love him endlessly. And anybody out there that's ever worked with a family member, you can understand that sometimes you have very differences of opinion and your soul path. And sometimes we bring these family dynamics from when we're younger into the adult world. And we definitely did. And so we have very different ways that we want to serve humanity. And so in November of 2022, we made the decision we were going to go our separate ways in business and be able to carry on this ancient, powerful lineage, but in different veins to help different people, because we have close to 8 billion people on the planet. There's plenty of people out there that will resonate with him, plenty that will resonate with me. And so I've always been a consummate nerd. I've always loved technology. I've always loved the latest and greatest, newest technologies and medicines and science. I love science so much that was never brought in into the system. And so when I decided to take my soul journey in this direction, I wanted to bring in things like vibroacoustic therapy, binaural beat brainwave entrainment, bring in EEG brainwave training, nutrition, bring in things that protect us from EMF and other things as well, because we have so much in the 21st century that we didn't have even a decade ago, much less in the 16th century, that I founded what at that time was the White Dove Method, the Merpati-Putti Method, right? Merpati-Putti means white dove. And then I rebranded last year to be the Integrated Ascension Method, or the I Am for short. And I actually have I Am That I Am tattooed on my arm to remind me that there is no real separation between you and me and this Superman coffee mug right now here. Everything is within the Creator. The Creator is not within us, we're within it. And so that's really how that started. But how to bring in these things in, and the biohacking is so important. And for what we're talking about today with Decode Your Body, Marpatiputi is by itself a system that is based upon know thyself. In fact, it is the most important aspect of the Marpatiputi system is to sit, to meditate, to harness your energy, to make your energy big, because we're always broadcasting energy, but we're always taking information in on a subconscious level and a superconscious level, far beyond what our conscious mind can think or perceive. And so, since that's the case, with the integrated ascension method, it is all about self-knowledge and embodied awareness, emotional intelligence, building our energy, and making our physical structure, our avatar, as healthy as possible so that we can experience the most in life that it's possible for us to do for as long as possible. And with that said, why D even is of relevance is in March of this year, I lost all sensation of my body. Like literally, I went numb, where I stuck a needle in my arm and it didn't hurt. And I was like, that's not right. So I went and got some testing done. And that's where we're going to be going today with Decode the Body is D. Decode the body, not just through biohacking, but learn about what's going on inside you. And when I went in and they did an MRI, if you could just imagine a neurosurgeon walking in and saying, uh-oh. And I'm saying, uh-oh, what? And he said, Mr. Zalesnik, I need to see you in the hall. And I knew what was coming. Honestly, Lisa, I knew about it when I went numb. I had this feeling, I'll bet this is a brain tumor. I don't know why, but just internally, my intuition after so many years of paying attention inside my subconscious, my higher self, it said, this is what this is. And so we went out. He showed me the MRI slides and he says, this right here is not supposed to be there. And I saw this white orb in my head, right on my brain stem, right where they can't get to it, actually pressing on my center for breathing, which, oh, wow, how interesting and what a cosmic joker trick that is. Here you have this breathwork master who's been teaching thousands, or actually now millions of people worldwide. Let's get a brain tumor on his center for breathing. So, healer, it's time
That's
to heal
magical.
thyself. It is.
Crazy.
It's time for me to put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah.
Not that I've been teaching people forever,
Yeah.
but how do you do that for yourself if you don't have anything wrong? You don't. And I've been very fortunate to have been pretty bulletproof my whole life. No major illnesses, no major injuries, no major things that would stop me in my tracks until this. And so I looked and I also went, uh-oh. And very quickly I pivoted from, oh crap, this is not good. I can stop breathing at any time, according to this doctor, this person in the white coat's telling me that and they can't do anything. And he just wants to wait for 6 months to do even another MRI. And in his words, keep an eye on it. And I'm like, oh, no. Martial
Jeez.
arts, we don't wait to get hit in the face twice. I just got
No,
punched
you're
twice.
like, I held my breath for 10 minutes, damn it. I am not waiting 6 months for this.
Well, and the thing is I also realized very quickly, and I think a lot of people out there understand this, that doctors are very impartial and they train themselves to be very detached because they can't get involved with their patients emotionally or else it's going to wreck them. But also, they go based upon this bell curve and they give you information according to studies that they've read, or new medical findings, or their own experience with patients that 7 out of 10 people who have this thing, it kills them in this amount of time.
Yes,
But
based on statistic.
based upon, yes. And the thing is that the bell curve, that's why it's a bell curve. It's not an absolute, because if it's getting hit by a train, that's absolute. Everybody
Yeah,
dies. There's no bell
you're
curve on
done.
it. That's it. But with things like this, there are people outside the bell curve on both. Some people might have something that is like Bob Marley. He died of toe cancer. One of the
No.
chiefs, he died of total cancer. So he might have been on this side of the bell curve where most people would be there. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to be on this side of that bell curve. I'll be the exception to his rule. And how is this for me? That's an important question. How is this for me? It's not just happening to me. This is a lesson, and I want it to be a blessing and a lesson both. And it honestly has been my biggest blessing in my life. I'm so glad. Weird as that may sound, I'm so glad that I was diagnosed with a brain tumor because I have fundamentally changed on every level of my being, looking at this, going, okay, I've known for a long time that time is running out for all of us, but there's a difference between that and seeing the seconds hand ticking away. Now, put a fire under my ass in a big way to really get in touch with my body more and more and more and figure out how is this figure outable? And then it doesn't take maybe even a week. How am I going to turn this into a formula that can help other people? And that's where the Ascend framework has come from. So, real quick recap, A is for awareness and mindset. The most important thing you can do whenever you have a powerful prognosis or diagnosis that is scary to you is to attenuate your nervous system. Look at how is this for me? Why is this a lesson? How am I going to learn from it? And then be able to pursue treatment and remedy from that point. Second thing, S, source through breath. We all come in with an inhale, we all leave with an exhale. And in between, it is our most powerful energetic engine that can help shift our state almost instantly by doing it right. But most people breathe incorrectly. And a lot of people who do breath work, they hyperventilate doing the Wim Hof, which is great. You know, they might pass out, see God, poop their pants, whatever. But does it really bring them in deeper and deeper and deeper into this present moment? I think that yes, it does. And there are just like anything else, you can have a Toyota or a Hyundai and you can have a Ferrari. They're both vehicles. Some are much more powerful than others, but most people don't know if they exist or not until they come out of these ancient traditions, which is great because then it gives you the variety and you can go with what resonates. So S for source with breath, source through breath. Third one, C is the center point reset. Center point reset is done by my cosmic co-pilot, my soul partner, Jemiah. Everybody would have seen her on the third episode. If you haven't, please definitely do that because it resets the electromagnetic poles of the body, like the north to south pole of the planet. If it just shifts by 40 degrees, you get earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes erupting, currents change, everything changes, right? And you're out of balance. She's able to help people's poles come right back into their center point, which is where it was supposed to be, but it gets out of alignment through, it could be trauma, could be drug use, could be alcohol, could be growing up and having a bullying situation. So even for me, after over 37,000 hours of meditation, of martial arts training, of teaching, of inspiring, of work, let's call it doing the work, my center point was still out of alignment. And when she put it back in, it was like a pop. I was like, holy crap, that's what it feels like to be home inside myself, finally. And I finally felt like I was within my body, like truly me. And it took a half hour. It's awesome. So that's C for center point reset. Pardon me. E is for eat to thrive. Now for me, and I'll actually at this moment, for people who can take a look at this or on the screen, I'm going to share my screen for just a brief minute, not even a minute, because to see this transformation of moving into a state of complete health. On the left, you'll see me on March 3rd when I was diagnosed with the brain tumor. And you can see the tumor circled with the MRI. On the right, you see me 88 pounds lighter in 6 months.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And I also put on, at that time, it was about 15 pounds of muscle. So it's a total of about 100 pounds of fat lost. Now, Eating to thrive is so important. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." And it's absolutely crucial. But in today's day and age, getting away from toxins, getting away from additives and GMOs and these things that it's basically taking one step forward and five steps back everywhere you turn. Being able to actually get healthy food and feed your body with food being your fuel, not your friend, not your comfort zone. It takes a little bit of willpower. But for me and some other people out there, maybe you feel this way too. I had this choice. Do I want to eat what feels good and tastes good, or do I want to live? Do I want to be alive? When you're faced with that choice, it makes it much easier to actually stick to a diet. But here's the cool thing. Is the diet that I'm on, it's not a really a diet, it's a nutritional lifestyle. It's delicious, it's easy to make, it's a quarter as expensive as eating what I was eating before, even though I thought I was eating healthy. And the results are what is undeniable. So that's E for eat to thrive. Then we have N, which is new frequency medicine, and that was the previous episode. Using
Yeah,
the
so for the listeners, please go back and Nate goes into details on all of these letters of the Ascend method and explains them all in great detail, very brilliantly.
Well, and this next one, that's the reason I credit with my tumor reducing by 50% from 22 millimeters to 10 millimeters across in a 5 week span. And this is taking something that's like a rock that's been dropped in pudding. This is, according to the PET scan, a very solid tumor. It's like a stone in my head. So if you think about a rock in a river, how long does it take to erode a rock? It's not just like a piece of seaweed that floats down the river and you get rid of it. This is a rock. So to have it reduced in size that much in such a short amount of time, it's because of the new frequency technology that I've been so blessed to experience, which is the V-cell PPT treatment or PPT V-cell treatment that is only one man in the world. He's the pioneer of it. He's patented it. He actually can do this way. And he's actually a business partner of mine now with our Ascended Living program. Because, like I said before, how is this for me? Switch to how is this for the hundreds of millions of people that will be diagnosed with things like cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, Hashimoto's, TBIs and concussions and brain damage? How about long COVID and the millions of people that are still suffering from that? What if there was a way that through biochemistry, through laser technology, through frequency medicine, and somebody with an unsurpassed track record, we might be able to help more and more people receive the ability for their body to heal itself in a very inexpensive way compared to any other treatment, in a way that works. Has worked very quickly for me and for many other people, much faster than me, actually. And it's something that's very non-invasive compared to, dosing people with chemotherapy ra and radiation drugs that basically poison your entire system to kill a bunch of cells and then hope that the rest of the organism can actually replenish. That's what those things really do. That's the last most recent one, N for new frequency medicine, and people will have a chance to actually get on a one-on-one call with me and my team and find out more about that. So if anybody knows people with the C word, with the A word, with a real scary prognosis or diagnosis, we would love to have a conversation to see how we can support you. And you can just scan this code, it'll take you there. You can try it. Now we're here at D for decode your body through biohacking. Now, it's not just through biohacking. When it comes down to decoding your body and learning how this avatar really functions and works, it's important that we really rely on the tools that we have available for us. For me, blood work, MRI, PET scan, taking out, a spinal tap. That was a fun experience. Anybody who's ever had that, you're like, yay, let me do that again. But we have these modern medical diagnostic tools that can really help us that to understand what's going on. Just yesterday, I was talking with someone who his wife, stage four cancer throughout her abdomen, seven large tumors. Everything was hunky dory. It was great. And then she started feeling sick. And then she went in and found out she has stage four cancer. Well, if we're so in tune with our bodies, think about it. How could cancer go from not existing all the way to stage four, metastasize through the body and no symptoms whatsoever until it got real serious? Like me, I had no idea there was a tumor in my brain. Our body doesn't know a lot of the time that something is actually wrong, especially if it's cancer, because those are your own cells. It doesn't really perceive that sometimes as a threat, and so it continues to grow unchecked by your immune system, because it thinks it's just your own cells, which they really are, but they're zombie cells that just don't die and they keep growing. So decoding your body, first step is I would recommend a couple things out there. So people who are listening, please write this down. First things first, get a checkup. Ask them for blood work. Men, male hormone panel. Women, if you have a uterus and ovaries, get a female hormone panel. Find out where you're at hormone wise, because that's the master control center, the motherboard of your system. And it's going to give you a window into some things that don't be afraid. Instead, be curious. I wonder what is. Not, oh no, I might find out I have. Wouldn't you rather know now and get ahead of it and kill the baby monster? Like Tony Robbins says, when is the best time to kill a monster? When it's a baby monster. You don't want to have to fight Godzilla. Trust me, Godzilla is not all that fun to go up against. And then there are things like the viome test, which is a stool sample test to test your microbiome inside your body. Your microbiome is such an important part, if not the most important part of your entire immune system. You have to have, I mean, your immune system is not just your white blood cells, it's also what's happening from the stomach, small intestine, lower intestine. All of this is part of your immune system, keeping you safe. So that's a very simple test. It takes half an hour to do and send it back in, and you'll get a plethora of information about what's happening in your body. Also, a parasite test. Many people have parasites and they're microscopic, and that you don't know if you have them or not unless you actually get tested. And just like all creatures, they are going to produce waste and toxins, so-called mycotoxins in your body. So if you have those, that can affect you on many different levels. And they're finding that a lot of tumors are actually caused by parasites that the body then encapsulates and tries to protect your body from and creates a tumor as a shield around these parasites getting out. But then you still have a tumor, right? So that's a really important one as well, is it one of those. I would recommend going to the DNAcompany.com and getting a DNA test. Find out. A friend of mine, every time he would eat beans, he would just get so sick. It turns out he's the founder of the DNA company. And so my friend Kashif, he was like, why am I so sick every time I eat beans? Then he had his DNA test run, and it turns out he is missing the gene. He just doesn't have it for what is necessary to process whatever is in beans and legumes.
Right.
He
Yeah,
doesn't
we have
have it.
enzymes, right? Specific things that everybody's made so differently. I just have a quick question. So the D in the Ascend method, does this include all of these or like all of these things? So
It just tells
it's just a it's a tool
items.
to help keep guide people. Can you explain it a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go through the decode, it's all about finding out what's actually happening so that you get ahead of things or discover things that are there. So then you could take action with all the other things that ASCEN, the ASCEN
Beautiful.
part. The D is just the diagnostic. It's what's going
Got it.
on. And there are so many great biohacking tools out there as well that once you understand what's going on in your body. And let's say, for instance, you're an Olympic athlete, you're in the picture of health. There's not a single elite athlete in the world that says, yep, this is as good as I can ever be. I never want to get any better. I can't do any more. Of course not. Of course not. They're like, how much more can I do? I want to push that record. I want to beat my PR, my personal record for these things. They're always looking to get better. So whether someone is a military special forces member, they're an elite athlete, they're a soccer mom, they're somebody who has been diagnosed with something very serious. This D is very good idea. It's very important because you don't know where you stand until you actually know where you stand. And so to actually have these tests done and find out, it's important. That's why it's
Game changing.
know thyself. Well, how are you going to know yourself if yourself is actually not telling you the truth, or you're not being alerted? There's no red flags, no warning signs. So doing these things, that's important. And then through the biohacking, then you can start doing things like, well, for people who are willing to step into it, cold water immersions, things like infrared saunas, things like red light therapy, things like binaural beat and vibroacoustic therapy, things like biofeedback and brain training to get your body to be functioning where you want, and then do more of the D, more of the testing in order to find out how well you've actually done and improved. And that is something for me that is so crucial, because if I had just believed that surgeon who told me, well, let's just wait for 6 months and see where you're at, and we'll keep an eye on it. And then, okay, no, I want to know where I'm at, and I want to know where I'm at every step along the way. Because how am I supposed to know if what I'm doing is actually working? I'm not. And I think a lot of people, including a lot of people in my family, one of whom I'm related to directly, like and I know personally because it's been me my whole life, never wanted to go to the doctor, never wanted to get tests done, never wanted to find out what was really going on, until it became a choice of do it or continue to suffer, and things were going to get worse a lot quicker.
It's so true. People typically wait too long because they are taught that they can fight it or stay tough, be strong, or they just choose to not face it because most people don't like to feel. And it's unfortunate, but I love what you're saying. It's like, let's stop it when it's a little monster, where it's just like a little teddy bear before it grows into King Kong, and then you have to face like the biggest monster you could ever imagine. So Nate, we're out of time here, and I'd love for you to tell the audience where they can find more information about you and the Ascend Method, and then leave us with some last thoughts for today, please.
Perfect. So finding me is very easy. You can look at Nate Zalesnik anywhere on any social media platform. You're going to find me. And I am making that transition to Anais, but you'll still be able to find me under Nate Zalesnik. Also, you can pull out your phone right now, and I've got this QR code right here. You can scan this QR code. It's going to bring you up to the Ascend site. You just click on that, and you'll also have the opportunity to save me into your phone and reach out to us for a one-on-one discovery call. Whether you are in the picture of health or whether you have a real serious tissue issue, we would love to see how we can support you. We're here to help everybody who's wanting that support to find out what's available beyond what they've been finding at everywhere else. And I am by no means saying don't follow the guidance of your doctor. Please do. Please do. But if you want more, you want to find out other things that are there, go to this QR code, or you can go to natez360.com. So that's NATEZ like zebra, 360.com. That will take you right there. And if you send the word Ascend over to me, I'm going to send you out a very free, a very special free gift that I just am now coming online. You'll be the first people to actually get it, which is a guide that if you have something going on, what are some amazing first steps in the Ascend method? And I describe more about it that you could do right now to start taking that healing journey right away. Things as simple as your breath, your brainwaves, how you self-talk, and so much more. So scan your QR code, natez360.com. Go to the Ascended Living website, look at it, and please forward that on to anyone you know that may have a serious diagnosis or prognosis. We'd love to see how we can support them. We can't support everyone, but if we can, we will. That's why we're here. And a piece of wisdom that I would like to leave everybody with. This is the only place that you have to live. Your body is the only place. You don't even get to take it with you. And it's our own responsibility for each of us to be able to step into how we're going to make ourselves the most powerful, healthiest, most vital selves we possibly can. And I coined a phrase a little while ago that is so absolutely true. You are the miracle you've been waiting for. You are the miracle that you've been waiting for. And however we can help you in your miraculousness to move from point A to point where you want to be, that's a good one. Point A to point where you want to be, we will. So please reach out, share, subscribe to me on the social media channels. We're going to be bringing this globally in the next now, right now.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing the deepest parts of you and for using that to inspire the world and to help change the world. As I was saying before I hit record, I see strength when I look at you and I see power. And so let's get this method out to the world and let's get other people to that same place. So thank you again. And to our audience, thank you so much for tuning in and for joining us and for watching and listening. And I invite you to look at your own life and really look at your life. Is everything going well? Are there things that are feeling uneasy? Those are clear signs that you should be reaching out to Nate because the body doesn't lie to you. The world lies to you. The world is illusion, but the body doesn't lie to you. Stay tuned as we dig deeper into this method in coming episodes. And until next time, have a beautiful day, everyone.